Spirit of God will bless your name this morning. We are grateful to be identified with you. We are grateful you made us sons. We that we have no people without a God in this world. You looked upon us. You called us. You made us sons and daughters, king and priest for yourself. Be thou exalted, O Lord. Thank you for this moment. It was ordained by you. Because of what you are doing presently now, you are in continuation looking for a man. See, I am searching for a man. Lord, in this conference, you pick men for yourself. You will have first men for yourself and scatter them upon the face of the earth to represent you. Father, as you are picking men, we are available this morning. Pick from this one here, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we commit this moment before you. I have no words of my own. Spirit of God, help me. Help my vocal cords. Make my tongue like that of a ready writer. Help me to express the thoughts in my heart. Help me to bring that you understand, that the hearers will understand and I will be blessed. Father, let them be expressed. Let your word burn in their hearts as the men who were with you from Emmaus. Was your word not burning in our heart while you spoke to us? Let the same happen once again this morning. Thank you, Father. We give all that glory in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And church, we say, Amen. You may be seated. I didn't know our pastor is around already. I will still have 10 minutes before he comes in to settle down very well. He's here. Church, praise the Lord. Clap for Jesus again, clap for Jesus again. Just clap for Jesus, clap for Jesus. Amen. You know, when Pastor Libene was talking with me on the first day, there was two topics before me. He asked me, prepare for the two. So on Monday, he was telling me half. I said, I'll prepare for the two. Now, I just said, which one, sir? He said, he doesn't know. I should actually tell him again, the topic again. And he has it in his ear. He said, okay, the second one. I said, okay. But I prefer the first one. The first one is my territory. It's my common place I can play with. The second one is a little. Be praying for me. And beside the questions, thank God is around. He will answer them. He will answer them. Praise the Lord. Church, I want to tell us something. Let us not take this time, this season, this period for granted. There's more than enough grace in the life of this man. One prayer, I prayed for him. Then I have to put it in writing because I need to write and respond to a situation. I wrote there, I said, my prayer for you, sir, is that you will live like a palm tree. You see, in our place, one of the trees that live long, after the Iroko, is the palm tree. In fact, the both of them, the palm tree lives. Nigeria was formed in 1940, am I correct? We still have palm trees in a place that was before 1914. That's still around. If anything is removing them, it's because of development, building houses and roads, and moving them. The Lord will enlarge and give him longevity and strengthen his bones. In Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, when Pastor Gabriel and Pastor Bede were analyzing what it costs to put this together, 18 million, and we came around, I we used to go to conference. Yes. We don't come to conference like this. Minimum. If there's a preacher, it's okay. For working class people, an applicant, fine 5,000. Working people, 10 to 15 to be in that conference. But do you know this conference is free, as in free as free can be. Clap for Jesus again. This morning, the topic before me. Okay, I will give you the two topics and I'll tell you the one I'm speaking on. The first one, which is, I said this is for me. How do I know I am called of God? How do I know? It's a common question everybody asks. How do I know I'm called of God? So I'm not speaking on that. The one only they choose is, how do you handle the issue of succession in the message believer circle? How do we handle the issues of succession in the message believer circle? Give me thought. I said, pray, say, God, help me. I started studying. I started putting my thoughts to writing. I'll give you an overview of what to expect. I have here preamble and introduction. Incidentally, I won't be preaching because this kind of topic does not call for preaching. So I'm like doing a paper presentation or a seminar presentation. Yes. So a kind of preamble, introduction, to give you like a body. Then from that introduction, it takes us to the biblical pattern. Now that biblical pattern is divided into two. Biblical pattern, the old covenant. Biblical pattern, the new covenant. What does the scripture say towards the topic again? How do we handle the issue of succession? I hope you know what I mean by succession. Succession is a father, a family. After the man lives his time in life, he must retire by age through death. He passes on. His children succeed him. So look at the biblical pattern, Old Testament, the biblical pattern, New Testament. Going down, so look at man intervention to help God. Because when that happened, man stepped in. What is a man stepped in? By that stepping in, they are trying to help God. When they now did that, that took me to the next topic I called, or next subtopic I called, God factor. Because man stepped in and did what they could do as man. God was watching them. God is not a, as the people say, God of action. I see God as more of God of reaction. There's an issue waiting on ground. He waits for you to see the step you to take, to see the position you will take. Will you go right? He will respond to you. You will take left. So yeah, the God factor now is God's reaction to man's intervention. In trying to help him, God intervened. That God brought now the God factor. After which, I'll now bring case study. And I'll bring it home to our circle. Back home to our reality in the end time message. Then, by grace of God, I have two case studies I'll bring. Which to me is like giving me a concern. I don't have the answers. But to have a senior man here with the help of the Holy Spirit, he will provide the answers. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to take my text in Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. I would like to look at verse 17 to 19. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of. Cause is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth for thee, and thou shalt eat of the herbs of the field. 19. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken, and dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. I take another one in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 34. From verse 1. And Moses went up from the plain of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo to the top of Pisgah, that is over against Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the lands of Gilead and unto Dan. Go ahead. And all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the lands of Judah unto the uttermost of the sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm tree unto Zoar. Go ahead. And the Lord said unto him, this is the land which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give unto thee thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not enter, go over hither. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he, God, buried him in the valley, in the land of Moab, over against Bethpoa, that no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor his natural force abated. By emphasis, how do we? Because success is about to come. Success is about to come to the message believer circle. I can sense it in my spirit. If Christ tarried, a level of, because this our pastor here is giving himself, we didn't know, he's giving a bit of himself, he's giving it out to every one of us, consciously or unconsciously. And I want to let us know that he will go to meet his maker empty. Everything that is loaded, that everything that was loaded with, he ought to make sure he doesn't carry it if the Lord tarry. He's doing his job. To give, get it out. The grace, the knowledge, the wisdom, the ability, the all that made him is what he's giving out. I want to tell you something. I am sensing a rain of success in ministry in the entire message circle. Listen, the major circle may be My line now. So don't mind them. They're always in one room, in two rooms, in shop, in Paco, in the staff of Palo. At the end of the day, their whole church is not more than this altar. This is not more than this. You see, it's a handful of 14, 15 people. I want to tell you something. There was a time the Pentecostal church was like that. When only Catholic and Anglican and the Orthodox Church had say, their cathedrals were filled up, the Baptists, their church were filled up, the Presbyterians, the Methodists. You know, if you don't belong there, they say, which church go? You did church where they clap, they cry. Ah, you are despised. If you have been around, been a Christian, middle 70s to late 70s and early 80s, they were much, much despised. But time came. God remembered them and opened a window for them. And success flooded into the Pentecostal church overwhelmingly. They mismanaged it. They grossly mismanaged it. And disappointed God so much. Don't tell us that God is going to give the message church, the message circle, a trial. God's going to give us a chance. In my preamble, I wrote here, it is the plan of God. It has been the plan of God after creation, after he created man and handed over the earth to him. Man was to live eternal. Man was to be like God here on earth, having dominion over all things. But at last, death came by transgression of the law. As such, man became subject to death. Hence, death became part of our reality. That we saw in where we read, the two places we read. So every man born of a woman has only one sentence. At the end of his walk, at the end of his sojourn here on earth, he shall talk back to his maker. So between the time of his birth and the departure from this earth, there is a time span in between that period. His hand can gather for him all his heart carry for him, riches, wealth, possession. All of it shall be inherited by his heirs, that is his children. They are the benefactor and an administrator of their father's estate. This is very true. And the scriptures support so. We see great men, listen, who through sheer bravery and strength conquered cities, nations, after which they became kings and rulers. But at their demise, the pattern have been the same. Their sons became their heir and rulers in place of their late fathers. This also has its root from the scripture. Now, this does not remove the fact that situations arise where we have God's intervention. Yes. Where he turns the tide against the oppressor. One. Against the wicked. Two. Against the ungodly. Three. And chooses the lowest at the base of the people and enthrone them to be prince and nobles. We have a lot of stories like that in the Bible. Ask Pharaoh. Ask Nebuchadnezzar. Ask Sennacherib. Ask all those mighty men. At the time God intervened. History is full of such occasions of God intervention in the affairs of man. And he has not quitted. He has not given it up. He promotes one and demotes the other, all for the purpose of his will. So I've just taken my introduction. So I want to look at the Bible pattern. What was the pattern? What was it like in the Old Testament? Don't forget, I'm speaking on how do we, what kind of template could we have to handle the issues of succession in the Message Believers Church or Message Believers Circle? That is to say, when the visioner goes to be with the Lord, in the Old Testament read, God chooses priests, prophets, kings. He selected the tribe of Levi to be the priest for the people. And ordained the tribe of Judah to provide kings till the Messiah come. And raises prophets by his own counsel to check and warn the kings. So there is no question of who becomes what when a priest, a king, departs. Their son, as it were, steps in. Except in the situation where they have no heir. God has always given them judges till Samuel. When they now requested for a king, God sent them Saul to be king. But later removed him and replace him with David, that the scripture concerning the Messiah might be fulfilled. Let me show you something in Genesis chapter 49. Genesis 49. Genesis 49. I want to read from verse 8. Genesis 49, from verse 8. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Of course, Judah means praise. Thy hand shall be on the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion, it's like a lion whip from the prey. My son, thou art gone up, thou stoop down. He crouched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rule him up? 10. Now, see what happened. So at this promise will come to pass. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, neither a lawgiver from in between his feet, until Shiloh comes, for unto him shall the garden of the people be. If you study very well, the first king of Israel, Saul, didn't have his hands stained too much in blood, or didn't commit so much atrocities that is beyond, he disobeyed. Go, kill everybody, reserve some. God took notes. Then the other one, okay, war is coming. I will come at so time, Samuel was saying, to do the sacrifice. Wait for me. He waited as a man, and his armies were living one after the other. What is holding this for this old man? We need to do this before they would do. And as it were, I became king now. He went and did it. While he was finishing that sacrifice, lo and behold, Samuel showed up. That cost him the kingdom. But to see that, but I think it's more of this. Let me read that place again. God sent Saul to be king, but later removed him and replaced him with David. Why? I think more of this. That the scripture concerning the Messiah, because the Messiah must come through the tribe of where? Judah! Because that same David did even more worse. Had his hand full more of blood. But God was watching his word. He removed him. Okay. Let's look at the Bible pattern. How the scripture, New Testament, puts it. Or what the New Testament is telling us concerning succession. The Old Testament pattern was taking the way that the New Testament can be instituted. The followers of Christ, according to quickly, First Peter, let's read that first. First Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2. I want verse 5. I'll do 5 and 9. Okay, 1 Peter 2. Ye also are a lively stone, are built upon spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Christ Jesus. In verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation. You see what the today church is. All of us now. So there's no special, stick it on, no special priesthood institution. The Lord bless you and everything. Then this is the pew, and this is the pulpit. This is the lay, and this is the clergy. Spirit of God was speaking through Peter. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, all of us, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who had called you out from darkness into his marvelous light. So, we became a royal priesthood. The church of Jesus was born. God raises men he wants to use to further his work of salvation and transformation into his kingdom. Men after men, their works of labor speaks even after their departure. We read about great men of God who, after their demise, their followers put in place a system that sustained the work they left behind. From after the great reformers, revival, they set up how they were to administer their various organizations. So the work doesn't die. They did that, and today they became, we call them denomination. And hence, they organized. It was in the message I had. Immediately they organized. So the message we had that God hates organizing. So the Lutherans organized. The Methodists and the restoration of the Baptist Holy Ghost also organized. And once they organize, they go under. That brings me to man intervention to help God. All the Protestant churches down to the organized Pentecostal churches had no problem of succession. Let me remind us something. Sometime in the very first term of Buhari, something happened in Nigeria. Buhari was in first term in office. One man who was either appointed to be in charge of the CAC, or Corporate Affairs Committee, or something near it, came out one day after they had succeeded in trimming the banks and removing the bank from the owners so that Jim Ovie cannot become the owner of Zenith Bank. And part to Tommy and like that and like that. They don't make those banks voted. The people should own the bank. After he said, the man stepped into the church and said, if you have been a GO of any church for 10 years, go down. It is stir up some controversies. Of course, he didn't do anything with the organized Orthodox church, because already they have their tenor. Pentecostal church was running around. Who is this? Where are these? You are attacking the church. What concerns you? Let me tell you what happened. One of the leading churches, actually, in Redeem, Papa Deboye, we know he have stayed beyond. That's something he did very cleverly. He now appointed Akonde, Pastor Akonde. Yes, I could remember Akonde. See, now he is the national general overseer. He becomes the what? International worldwide overseer. To do what? To circumvent it. To Nebakari. His church was later in assembly. He changed it to Citadel, something. And now, since Citadel just started, he became the new first bishop and pastor. So he started counting from 1 year, hoping that by the time he spent 10 years, that government and that police will do what? Will pack away. I had a comment that our senior man here said, Pastor Willie said. He said, yes, now. There's no problem with that. He supported it. He said, of course, that Pentecostal church have become husband and wife, children, owner, church. So if I've done 10 years, leave the scene. Now, so what happened? Connection, some phone call. Don't forget. Vice President, what's his name again? Oshibaju was an Agrabah Chiruzo. Vice President. So calls made. You may say you are here, this is happening. They want to put the rug under our, what are you doing? Well, they showed the man out. They showed him out and removed him and came and apologized and canceled that program. They now said, thank God. Imagine, man, what I have suffered, what I have built 25, 30 years. Imagine all of them like that. They now had respite. But Baptists didn't have that. Because in Baptist, you know when you come in, you know how many years you're going to spend, you retire. Assemblies of God Church don't have that. All those organized didn't have that. So Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Epa, even Assemblies of God Church doesn't have that. They have a guiding rules of who becomes what with set time, age, duration of years, exit age, and standard of remuneration, benefit, welfare, privilege. So as a minister, for example, they know all this. That reminds me of something. Daddy, our senior man. Our people say, we don't clamp Iroko 3 every day. The day you clamp Iroko 3, fetch enough firewood. I remember one now. Let me fetch firewood from this Iroko 3. Because I don't know when I'll clap another one. Let me tell you something. You will laugh at the end. He gave me a paper. He called me. Sir, come. If I ask you a question, just say, you are from Abeokuta. So I just saw myself in Bride's in Jesha. I don't care what I came for. So he just came out from office. Dominic. You are here? Which district are you?
America.
Say Abeokuta.
Abeokuta.
Abeokuta. So you are still there? And I told him, sir, we have not prayed yet. I mean, the Assemblies of God Church, we've not had issues to start fights. He said, before I ever start, he went into the office and draw out a paper. Warn your pastor. Say, take this. Go and adopt it. Remove by the assembly. What's the name of your church? Enter man. Put enter man. What's your death? Put it there. Use it. And left. I ran home. Went. We did everything. Members, come. Deacon, come. We have gotten a new evangelism tract. 1 year
pastor.
Now, in the church already, where I'm the pastor, as a church already, I didn't have problem. I'm the pastor. I preach correct water baptism, all the doctrines, the Godhead, predestination. At the time, they accepted it, became part of them. They loved it. I came and baptized, started taking them one after the other. Others started taking us to all baptized. So the whole church became, as it were, message people inside the Assemblies of God church. So in that local assembly, I am the general superintendent, they see there. So when our evangelism went out, that paper, that track, where pastor now moved beyond the boundary of our local assembly. The thing got to Dick Street and got to section and got to, what is this? From where? Enter Assembly of God Church, aka Enter Miami Assembly. Think like, which way your pastor? I was in trouble. They told me the track where pastor give you don't put you in trouble. But it was a good trouble. The rest of the history we know. I was sacked. My pension, as it were, everything. That was the history. Sir, that trouble they say you put me into is 10 years. Enter Miami Assembly. December next year, 2026, is our 10 years anniversary. Clap for Jesus now. So what is my request? I know he's very busy. He have come two times. Once he sent Olumide and Prophet Sidney. The other time he sent Pastor Frank and two other prophets. But this trouble have not become a good trouble. That church, that excommunication, that everything have lasted for 10 years. And that church is standing. And December next year, 2026, will be 10 years. Sir, would we want that your 10 years? That 10 years, if you will come, sir. Honestly. Take any date in December and January 2027. We don't have diary. All our diaries is empty, is open. But we know their own is tight. Olumide, Pastor Olumide, and Pastor, help us look in that diary. In December 2026 and January 2027, we can have just two days, just Friday and Saturday. I'm not saying it in passing. You will remind him, I'm not saying it. So that he will come and grace and as it were, celebrate with us 10 years. We left the denomination and we are here. Praise the Lord. Church, listen. Clap for Jesus. I want to tell you something. In that midst of that time, we had a very serious shipwreck. The paper he gave us, in the eyes of man, could be like, it wasn't a trouble. It was a turnaround. And I want to tell you something. He never backed himself from us. When it was like we were like orphan. Orphan means no father, no mother. Tender as we were, he didn't back us from us. He stood with us. We are grateful, sir. We are grateful, sir. So next year, 2026, December, if there's no time there, in January, we're having our 10 years. Hallelujah. I was having a meeting with our men on Sunday. When we were discussing, how are we going to do this for 10 years? I was telling them my desire. Say, I want to let it be worthwhile. How do we do it so that it can also become evangelism and crusade? Have it for 2 days, Friday, Saturday, then Sunday, Thanksgiving. We will feed them. Say, don't worry. In my church, we have pastor farm. Our church is in rural place. So we have about 4 plots where they planted for the pastor cassava. So in my mind, I have started donating, say, this cassava, by that time it will be matured, gari and fufu. Of course, 2-3 days, you must feed people. So I'm looking at it, okay, gari and fufu and whatever this cassava can do, I put it in stock. And I called them. I called them again. I said, listen, I told them, church, amen. It's in my desire. I want to bring a cow as Thanksgiving. Drag it, dragging the cow. You know, I said, do you know how much cow is? I said, 300. He started laughing. He said, from 5 to 600. I said, okay. But I said, see the plan I have. Listen, I called two men in the, because it's a rural place. I said, who owns that baby cow that used to come and graze near our church? Graze around. They called the name. I said, can't we buy a baby cow now? This June, July 2025. By the time of next year, December, a baby cow would have been what? An adult cow. Ah, they all open. I said, uh-huh. So by the time we buy that baby cow, the question is, who will train it for us? Ah, who will train this cow for us? That's okay. Because when it's baby cow, you can easily control it. Tell it. But once that cow grow and pass your size, you are in trouble. You say, okay, let us find those people that are training their own. We reach agreement with them. We can give them 30,000 every month to keep this cow for us until year 2026. Have we not done a good 10 years anniversary? Have we not? We have done now. We have done. We have food in the land, in the farm there, and we have a cow we are waiting for that to grow. That's our plan. Clap for Jesus again. So that's aside. I just remembered it. It's just our request. Let me finish it. See, while the prophets were leading prayer yesterday, a topic came to my heart. I wrote it down. Here what the topic says. All in the same direction of this 10th anniversary. I said, raising next generation of Christian entrepreneurs. Raising next generation of Christian entrepreneurs for the kingdom expansion. I circled it. The topic. I was now thinking. A flash in my spirit. How can I bring him? I know fit. I don't have the capacity. I say, add it to the request. Pastor Olumide, I want you to listen, sir. Did you hear what I read? The topic for our December, one of the topics. I say, raising the next generation of Christian entrepreneurs for the kingdom expansion. The person that came to my heart, our brother Cosmos Madoka. And I say, if our senior man, if he's coming, if he can come with him, let him handle this topic. Because we want to be part of the next generation of what God, the finance, the success, what God is bringing to the end time circle assembly. And that brother carried that grace. For our daddy, he can pick any topic he like. He can close eyes, topic will come to him. Have you not observed it? I mean, our daddy. I didn't give him a topic, but this topic is for our brother Cosmos. If he's coming, let him come with you. So that's why I left the whole December and January. Let them see. If they do this for us, we'll be very grateful. We'll be very grateful. Father, may they just write it down. I'll go into prayer and fasting. God will answer it. You said something to him, to our pastor. He said, where there is provision, and there's people that God will make what? Provision. Where there's a vision. When there's a need, God make provision. Let's go back to our discussion. My time is running. Now, fast forward to independent churches, mostly found under the PFN umbrella. I'm talking about independent churches. Don't forget, the topic is, how do we handle succession? So I've left the Orthodox, the organized. I'm now with the Pentecostal circle umbrella. Fast forward to independent churches, mostly founded under the PFN umbrella. The founders of this mission has no retirement age. Do you agree with me? There has no guideline as it concerns ordination, promotion, retirement, remuneration of ministers. What I mean, they have no counsel to look at. They use their discretion. So they ordain their wife as co-founder, their wife as vice president. The children are at the wings, occupying strategic positions of influence. Why? The main objective is that the family may be in control if they want to be relevant and stay out of lack. I repeat it again. The reason why all this is that the main objective that the family may be in control, one, if they want to be relevant and stay out of lack. The pattern clearly describes the churches below. Church of God Mission, Trem, Living Faith, Chapel, that's Winners, Dunamis, Daystar, House of the Rock. The list is endless, CPM, out there. This pattern of family church has been highly criticized by the public, even though the same public encourages them. Am I correct? Follow me. Now, I bring you the God factor. I mean the God factor. In the 70s and 80s, when these independent churches were set up, they were vibrant and very charismatic. The leading figure being then the Archbishop Benson Idahosa of Church of God Mission. Others like CPM, Trem, Victory, all were looking up to the bishop then. Then a test of sincerity came. Our pastor used to say, test of sincerity. Test of sincerity came. What happened? When Bishop Victor Ilopitife of Victory International Church was shot by an unknown gunman, it was called unknown assailant under Abacha government. The Pentecostal bloc was shaking. It shook them. And we are watching the direction the leader of the Pentecostal church then, as it were, the direction of the leadership of the PFN, headed by the bishop, they saw it will go. Over and above other ordained ministers in Victory Church, working with the bishop, they consecrated the wife, Mrs. Nkechi Ilopitife, as the bishop. The dust raised by that singular action triggered 10 minutes. 10 minutes. I'm about to be fast now. So, in story, that dust triggered issues. That first time we saw it. But what happened? I have an idea of that church. His pastor used to come to our own church. I was in CPM, Christian Pentecostal Mission. When that happened, Victory did like this. We were around, it happened. Nobody could say anything. I was in CPM. It wasn't long, the bishop himself passed on. The PFM circle came, headed by Michael Kumpo, came to Church of God Mission, consecrated the wife of the bishop, Margaret, Archbishop. Over and above every other person, what happened? Church of God Mission did what? Slide. And it continued. That aside, I come home now. 1 minute is gone. Back home to the reality of our time in our Pentecostal circle. God intervened. Immediately man did that. Man did that. What did God do? God walked away. Man did that to secure his relevance and secure his needs, brought his wife, who had nothing to do with the ministry. Immediately God did that, immediately they did that, he walked away. Now, but to the message circle, the ordination of woman is not there. Am I correct? So it's not there. See two things that happened. When we came to the message newly, I had some brethren I was looking up to. So each time they have conference, I go with them, I go with them, I go with them, I go. So I attended one conference in Iba. I already did. I'll just put a case study, all the questions. Our daddy will come and please, I'll be taking the bullet. We're in Iba, like a conference like this. I won't mention the church name. So I came with some message people. So I was part of the guest minister, among other visiting minister. It was for 3 days. So they housed us, just like we are housed. And we are made to be feel comfortable. In between the issues, there were skirmishes. So they were talking, what happened? A message church, there's a new pastor there. So the main founder or as a two-year visioner have got to be with the Lord. So another person was brought in. Now, in those midst of those days, those between days, the children started hearing some schemes. I only be listening. What is the problem? That we are not carried along in the scheme of things. Why are they carried along in the scheme of things? So I'm saying, don't mind them. That they were not even serious in the beginning. If they had been serious, they would have been in, but they were not serious. They didn't mind anything about the ministry. Now, this brother is trying to keep this. Now, they come up, say they are saturated. It pained me. How can we be having this? Could that be? Then, that aside, the elders will come and meet, call them, one sees the car, the key, one of the buses. Say, we need this bus to go and bring something in the town. And he refused. He won't start beating. He's a grown-up person. At least it's his 20s. That program ended in between, scuffles. Later, I was in another one. This one is nearer us. Now, this one is a growing-up assembly. The pastor now became sick. We couldn't call what it is, but it was near paralysis, so he couldn't function again. So, what did they do? They brought his son, who is in SS2. So, he was here at work the next year to become the pastor. So, the church should be like, you see this column now. That's how the church should be. And this young boy, the shoe was too big for him. He put his leg, the thing was oversized. But they were brethren, they who were there, who could fill in that position for their father. For the pastor. The mother said no, they put him. So this boy will come to put once a while and Miss Yan and say some things that will be embarrassing. Embarrassing. After service, senior mature brother will come to, please, let your son learn the rope. This is to be saying, no, why are you talking like this? You bring emotions. You don't even support. You have to support him. You are showing disloyalty. See your brother, my husband, your pastor, all he suffered. Now he's sick and he's having partial stroke. He couldn't. Now, it's of you to support this boy. You are now trying to, he put emotions into it. You know? Listen, that church was a rented place. All the serious brethren there saw what's happening. They left one after the other. From rented place, the church returned back to church in the house. You know, I told us this topic now in London. I don't know the answer to profound. How could we settle it? Every setting, other church. Want to have a legacy. That legacy, after the visionary leaves, that legacy should be able to stand another 10, 15, 20, 30, for if the Lord tarries 40 years and remain unmoved. I've seen some message church after the demise, the church wasn't there again. It pained me what happened. If I ask me to give you an answer, I do not know. But we are in a conference. And I stir up this. That is how it is in my heart, so that we will not make the mistake maybe the Pentecostal made. Or now, we now organize, and we now organize out of God and do what? And die. It's my genuine concern. But as I told you earlier, how I wish I have preached the other one, all of us will be in spirit, will be vibrating and be praising God. But see, we are, I was asked to speak on. But I think our senior man has a word. Please give us this hymn. With this hymn, I hand over the microphone. Hymn 47.
It's a statement of faith. I know not what God's beyond. Wait.